I am joined now by the head coach of the Blue Jay volleyball team, Sarah Hegerly. Coach, how's it going this morning?
It's going pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Great to have you with us this morning. And big game tonight, or big match tonight, Bismarck High, the opponent. And what do you expect tonight from the Demons?
Well, I expect hopefully a tough battle. They're definitely one of the best teams in the state, I would argue. You know, I haven't seen them play very much this year, but I know they're going to be tough. They have a lot of kids back this year that they that played last year, and they have a lot of great athletes, and so it should be a good battle for us.
I know up front they're led by Naomi Rust, one of their middle hitters in the middle of the floor. What do you guys do to try to stop her tonight?
Well, we have had trouble in the past, and they have a good team as a good middle hitter. So we've been working on blocking. We've been working on blocking a lot because that's one of our weaknesses right now that we've seen in the last couple of matches. So we work a lot on blocking. We worked a lot yesterday on it, and hopefully we'll be able to put up some good blocks for her, put a little pressure on her and have her hit a few in the net or have a few in our block, and hopefully that'll help us a little bit.
You guys are coming off a pair of tough five-set losses last week, losing to Bismarck Century in five, losing to Dickinson in five. What's the psyche of the team right now coming out of those two tough losses?
You know what? The psyche of the coach hasn't been that great, to tell you the truth. I've been pretty frustrated. You know, I thought we honestly should have beat both those teams. But, you know, in the long run, when I look at it, the big picture, those matches are just going to help us. You know, the kids are excited to play today. We had a guest speaker come into our gym yesterday and talk to our team about a similar situation that happened to his team, and the guest speaker was my husband, and he put a little bit of fire in their bellies. And I mean, this is just going to help us. You know, we wanted to win those matches, but at the same time, sometimes you have to lose to get better. You know, we haven't beaten Dickinson and Century for a few years, so those would have been big wins for us. But at the same time, we're going to take the loss and see what we can learn from it, and hopefully that'll help us get better throughout the season.
If you look at the record right now, it's 10-5, I believe, and you've lost five in a row. But I mean, you've played some tough teams. I mean, obviously going to Minnesota down to the Southwest Invitational in Marshall, you played three of the top teams in Minnesota. So you have lost five in a row, but it's been some very hard fought matches.
Yeah, thanks for the reminder. No, I mean, all five of those matches that we've lost have been great, great teams, and you know, I thought we should have. You know, we could have had a chance at least three or four of those teams. But, you know, Jim Rolton made a good point. You know, I talked about how, you know, our team just hasn't handled being at the top very well. And he said, you know, they're not used to being at the top. And so right now we're kind of a little bit of the underdog. And I think maybe that'll be better for us. You know, we were at the top going in undefeated into the challenge. And I still thought our kids competed well. And nobody from Minnesota knows us except for a couple of our friends, but the teams didn't know us. And then when we came back here, the kids that we played, the teams we played, were gunning for us because they knew we were undefeated in North Dakota. And, you know, our kids didn't handle the pressure extremely well, but we're not used to being up there. And in order to be at the top, you have to be used to winning. So hopefully we'll be able to turn around and get back up there.
You guys got a long week this week, three games capped off by a Friday trip to Williston. Does that trip to Williston kind of loom large in the minds of you and maybe, I don't even know if the team, because you've got two tough matches, then you've got to make a 6-hour trip up north.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. We're not looking forward to that trip. We're just bringing our varsities this year. We're not bringing our whole squad, so I think that'll help a little bit. And it's good to get out of the way. I mean, Williston, it's a terrible, terrible place to play. Not because of the talent or because anything that's happening up there. Their crowd is insane, and they're right on the floor. And so it's a tough venue to play in. And so our kids, you know, Wilson isn't playing real well right now, but at the same time, they have huge home court advantage. And so this would be a good one for us. I mean, it'll be another test, three this week, that we're going to have to face. And we'll be glad to get out of the way as far as the travel goes.
Well, tonight, the opponent, Bismarck High, it'll be broadcasted right here on Dakota Country KQDJ. Start time about 7:15, 7:30, somewhere in that general area. Coach Sarah Hegerly joining us right now. And, Coach, I look forward to making the road trip with you guys tonight, and good luck.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Sure. Okay, bye.
That was the head coach of the Blue Jays volleyball team, Sarah Hegerly, joining us here.